This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. 2 weeks before the start of the Democratic National Convention, three activist groups are still negotiating with the city of Chicago on exactly where they can march near the United Center. A federal judge has yet to issue a ruling, but might do so by next week. The city is proposing a route about a mile long. The groups want a route twice that length to accommodate more demonstrators. Chicago's Damon Green Line is up and running today, more than 7 years after the project was first announced. The station is at Damon and Lake Streets. It is accessible to customers who have disabilities. There is elevator access to both platforms and digital and braille signage. Mayor Brandon Johnson says the stop is a small part of the goal to provide accessible transportation to all neighborhoods.
Until all people of this city can benefit easily from accessible and reliable public transportation in their community, we will continue this work together.
The Damon stop is about a 10-minute walk from the United Center, where the Democratic National Convention will be held. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says Illinois would be fine if Governor J.B. Pritzker is selected to be the Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate. Durbin says he is encouraged by everyone who is being vetted, but he says Pritzker has the qualifications and Illinois has a good political bench if he is asked to serve.
I think he has shown as governor that he's a real leader, and he would be a good ally of Kamala Harris. And I happen to know Juliana Stratton, the lieutenant governor, very well. She is a very impressive person. She would take over the governorship if necessary.
Durbin is convinced Pritzker's experience in Illinois has made him ready to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. Pritzker was a Biden campaign surrogate and endorsed Harris very shortly after Mr. Biden left the race. And after losing yesterday, the Chicago White Sox have now extended their franchise record losing streak to 20 games. The streak has amplified rumors that manager Pedro Grifol will be fired before the season ends. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says that decision will come from the owner's office.
It's very hard for a manager like this to get fired at this point because, I mean, do you make a change? There's nothing going to change as far as the team goes, as far as the players go. It could happen, and if it does happen, Jerry Reinsdorf will be the one that will be making that call, much more than Chris Getz.
The longest losing streak in the modern era of Major League Baseball is 23 games, and if the streak continues, the Southsiders will have a chance to break that record at home Friday night when they face the Cubs in the Crosstown Classic. Weather, sunny and very muggy today, a high in the low 90s. The heat index is near 100. Tonight, cloudy skies, some showers and thunderstorms, a low in the low 70s. And a little more comfortable tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms through lunchtime, and a high in the mid 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.